Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush, WCCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor, WRMJ in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports. And as we head into the fall sports campaign, Jim, let's talk a little bit about the parents. Because I often hear, when it comes to youth sports, the one thing that seems to spoil things are the adults. And you've got some information you're going to share that kind of confirms that, maybe.
Well, and this is at the beginning of the new sports season, right? And it's from Dr. Carissa Niehoff, who's the executive director of the National Federation of State High School Associations. And the title of her piece that she released this week, Parents and Adult Fans, the biggest challenge facing high school sports today. And I'm just going to read verbatim a couple of her first lines. Of this release this week. Inappropriate adult behavior at high school athletic events throughout the country has reached epidemic proportion. When more than 2,000 high school athletic directors were asked in a recent national survey what they like least about their job, 62.3% said it was dealing with aggressive parents and adult fans. And the men and women who wear the black and white stripes agree. In fact, almost 80% of officials quit after the first 2 years on the job, and unruly parents are cited as the reason why. Brian Roush, those are some pretty harsh words, aren't they?
They sure are, and I think, unfortunately, some of that is very accurate. But for the most part, I would say it's some of those parents that are very vocal that ruin it for everybody else. There's a lot of great parents out there that support their youngster and support the coaches. But it's like so many things. It's the loud, obnoxious ones that get all the attention and cause all the uproar.
Well, and I think if you're listening and thinking that if you are a problem, then the answer probably is yes, you are a problem. But here is the advice given from the executive director of the National Federation of State High School Associations. It says, if you are a parent attending a high school athletic event this fall, you can help by following these six guidelines. Do you want me to read them to you, Brian? I'm going to go ahead and read them to you, okay?
Yep, share them, Jim. Yep.
Act your age, right? That's one. Don't live your life vicariously through your children. Can I get an amen on this? Three, let your children talk to the coach instead of you doing it for them. Can I get another amen on this? Then four, stay in your own lane, which means no coaching or officiating from the sidelines. Your role is to be a responsible, supportive parent, not a coach or official. Five, remember, participating in a high school sport is not about getting a college scholarship. I've heard a lot of conversation about this recently. And six, make sure your children know you love watching them play. And this means do not critique your child's performance on the car ride home. Participating in high school sports is about character development, learning and having fun, not winning and losing. So again, this is from Dr. Carissa L. Niehoff, Executive Director of the National Federation of State High School Associations. It's posted on their website this week at nfhs.org. And you know, the only thing I'm going to say, and this is me speaking as a parent that has had that has watched two kids play. Now, the most that I've been upset, right, attending a high school sporting event have been games directly involved with my children, because, you know, you're there watching them play. So that's when the emotions can maybe get the best of you. But when I go to games and my kids aren't involved playing and I'm quote unquote an impartial observer, right? These type of issues where you have to talk about the six guidelines to follow while at a high school game, you really don't have to follow them when your kid isn't playing, because like I said, you're not directly involved in the emotions. Won't get the best of you. Do you see what I'm kind of saying? That the quote I always hear is, all parents are rational people except when dealing with their own child. I think a lot of that is true in high school sports. Not everyone, but some of those parents that live vicariously through their children, that's when you see the problems. And taking the brunt of that criticism is the coach or the referee, usually.
Yeah, and one thing that I've seen over the years, and I've known some of these people that are just outstanding people, but when they get into the gym, they turn into Mr. Hyde when their kids are playing, and they're yelling and screaming. And I'm not sure they even, if you were to show them a video of themselves, I'm not sure that they understand the degree they go to. I mean, I think it's just kind of the emotions kind of overwhelm them, and they get going, and off they go. But I've seen that over the course of time, where some of the nicest people you know get in that gym, and it's just a personality change because they love their children, and they are concerned about the outcome of the game and what their child's doing as far as performance.
Yeah, and especially when you say, watch that video, maybe not next week or next month, but a couple years down the road, you watch that video, and you're like, oh, man, I can't believe I acted that way. And again, I know as a parent, watching two kids play, it's difficult. And I say your emotions can get the best of you when your kids are playing. But after they're done playing, you view those games a little bit differently, that's for sure. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.